USA News. I'm Dave Collins. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide following Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they are Jewish. Hamas has released two Israeli-Russian hostages as part of the truce deal with Israel, according to Fox News. Eight additional hostages are expected to be freed. The temporary ceasefire between the two sides is set to expire today, with discussions underway about a potential extension of the agreement. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people aboard crashed off the coast of western Japan earlier today.
According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in that crash. The Osprey and its crew were on their way to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa. Witnesses reported seeing fire come from the Osprey's left engine, and it did attempt an emergency sea landing. The Osprey, a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight can actually rotate its propellers forward and fly much faster like an airplane. I'm Corey Myers.
More people died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record. That's according to data from the CDC. Over 49,000 lives were lost due to intentional self-harm in 2022. More than 14 deaths for every 100,000 people. Men were about four times more likely than women to die by suicide, but the suicide rate increased twice as much for women in 2022. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In an interview with the New York Times, ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy revealed that he refrains from criticizing Donald Trump on television. McCarthy expressed his belief that publicly criticizing Trump is not appropriate. McCarthy suggested that the campaign should emphasize a more optimistic message rather than one centered on revenge. President Biden addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district during his visit to the world's largest wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo, Colorado.
He, along with every single Republican colleague, voted against the law that made these investments and jobs possible. That's not hyperbole, that's a fact. And then she voted to repeal key parts of this law.
Biden attributed a $200 million investment and the creation of hundreds of jobs at the CS Wind facility to the legislation, contrasting Boebert's earlier characterization of it as a massive failure. The above-normal Atlantic hurricane season, as designated by the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, concludes on Thursday. The agency reported that 20 named storms this year rank as the fourth highest since 1950, with seven of them reaching hurricane status and three reaching Category 3 or higher. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. Jamie Dimon stated that inflation might increase further and the possibility of a recession still looms. Dimon emphasized that inflation is adversely affecting people. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.